We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
American investment. More jobs, higher wages. It's why Congress passed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act in 2017 and American businesses delivered. Investing in U.S. manufacturing, increasing wages for American workers, and creating over 500,000 new jobs. Unless Congress acts, tax hikes on American families, workers, and businesses will set us back. Tell Congress to extend and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Grassroots marketing on CannabisRia.com continues, but first we're going to go ahead and talk about our friends at the Buzz CRM, which we're thankful to have as sponsors here on the program. After all the frustration, endless cycles for hoping for a system that actually works, you want something steady. Now, you know I've talked about this regularly here on this program. It's ad nauseum. I know, that's a broken record. But it bears worth repeating because what we're going to be doing once again, we're going to have webinars to do it for you to get under the hood of the Buzz CRM, which is completely intuitive, faster, smarter than ever, a great CRM that sees your worth. Streamlines your workflows and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. We're going to be doing webinars for you to answer all of your questions. Make sure to go and keep an eye on the website, thebuzzcrm.com. If you are a little bit hesitant to go and buy because you're thinking about, well, I want to continue with all those endless subscriptions and endless logins and passwords I have to go and keep a hold of and pass along to my team. Do you want to go and go through that? Or would you like to know that you have 500 tools and modules that will also handle your CRMs into the same place, all in one spot? Well, it's a low barrier to entry, so try it out anyway, even if you don't need a webinar. I'm telling you, trust me, it works for you. TheBuzzCRM.com. TheBuzzCRM.com. Just go find out for yourself today, and then I can stop these ads, and then everybody will be much happier. Anyway, moving along, I want to welcome on here on the Grassroots Marketing, here to focus on personalized cannabis and the future of wellness while incorporating current industry trends. I'm here with the founder of Hash Dash, Scott Lynch. Scott, thanks for being on with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, my friend. I'm excited to dive into this. I think this is the most important topic in the cannabis industry, or I should say one of the most important.
Absolutely. And we were talking before about podcasting, and I didn't get a chance to go and ask you, but you have a good setup right in front of you if you get to watch Scott here as I'm watching. Camera, microphone, it's again broadcast quality almost better than network television these days. Have you ever watched the scripted TVs? It's so cheap now, it's like better to just watch what you find on YouTube or wherever you find it. So what podcast do you host right now, Scott?
So I host a podcast called The Motivated Mind. I started that back in October of 2018, and the impetus, it's a mental health focused podcast, but the impetus behind starting that podcast was in 2015, my best friend had taken his life. And I spent a lot of time just trying to understand what that meant for me and how to navigate that. And I really unlocked this new portal into helping other people find their path their purpose and guide them on their mental health journey, something that is extremely important and near and dear to me. And it's one of the two things that led me into the cannabis space.
So let's get into the cannabis space, because what we have to do is, I have a show myself that I do that's independent of this program that I'm going to ask you about. It's called Podcaster's Row, where it's podcaster to podcaster. So got to go and do something about that. Who knows? We'll probably figure it out right after we do this interview. But anyway, let's talk about the cannabis part right now when it comes to the hash dash. So you've emphasized previously that hash dash aims to address the overwhelming abundance of opinions and information, of options and information, excuse me, consumers face in a landscape increasingly saturated with cannabis products and evolving scientific research. Talk about how hash dash differentiates itself and providing truly personalized and reliable data and the measures you take to ensure everything's current and accurate on a regular basis.
It's a great question. So I think first and foremost, kind of zooming out slightly around our purpose or focus, right? Really, the purpose of our platform every single day is to put cannabis consumers in control of their experience with trusted personalized recommendations. And the way that we're doing that is we're leveraging a matching algorithm that is provided or powered by real user experiences and social listening to provide authentic, personalized cannabis recommendations, which helps consumers confidently find the right strains, products, and dispensaries without the noise. So we have a database of over 5,000 strains in our platform and over 630,000 data points. We are able to leverage that data to pair consumers with specific strains. And additionally, through their behaviors or actions on our platform, we are better able to understand that consumer at an intimate level. So the thing around about humans, and funny enough, in the mental health space or in the cannabis industry, most often we don't actually know what we want. And number two, we often don't know how to communicate that too as well. And this is where I think technology and platforms like Hashdash can play a really important role of tracking that activity and behavior and extracting what the consumer needs, even without the consumer understanding what they may or may not need. And that's a really big differentiator between us and some of these other platforms or AI tools, right? A lot of these AI tools are bots or plugins that sit on top of dispensary websites or menus. They ask a very small, limited amount of questions, sometimes 3 to 4 questions, and it's a snapshot in time. Whereas Hashdash takes a much more holistic approach, because consumers are not only on our platform, but they're engaging with different behaviors on our platform, which allows us to understand them and point them in the right direction.
Wonderful. Now,
men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Oh, the idea of personalized cannabis matching. Okay. Mm-hmm. The main mention of this is that I want to know about the data points that you're utilizing to create personalized recommendations, this data approach, and integrating with broader wellness trends and holistic health and preventative care. Take me to how that infuses all together.
So on our platform, if you look up any strain, you could find terpene breakdown profile for that, cannabinoid breakdown of that, top reported effects, conditions, symptoms it's helped with across the internet that we got from feedback from consumers. So we aggregated a lot of that data from my previous company, actually, which we can get into if you want, along with what consumers are saying. So that social listening component aspect of it, and all of that plays into the algorithm and pairing consumers to specific products. So we have a very broad spectrum of data points. That is starting point number one. Then the next part is our 14 question quiz that we push consumers through. So it asks, are they trying to address any symptoms or conditions? Are there specific flavors they prefer? Are there specific terpenes that they prefer? All of that produces with what we call the consumer's cannabis aura. So think of this as your unique fingerprint, right? That unique fingerprint is what we overlay with strain data to give a match percentage to the consumer. And as that consumer or user thumbs up, thumbs down, compares, writes reviews, the better we're able to understand what that consumer specifically needs. And we're constantly updating our system, whether it be with user data or data that we're collecting, whether it be through an online data source like Canna Keys that we've partnered with terpene data. So that's really how we keep a pulse on the evolving market. And also strains, because quite frankly, you know, I mentioned there's 5,000 out there, but a lot of strains are hybrid. A lot of the names are absolutely useless, and there's a lot of crossover. And I think for us, what's really important is taking complexity and simplifying it as much as possible without losing too much granularity.
It's almost like you're bringing it to a molecular level of how granular all these details are. I want to know what the differentiation is between maybe other apps that are out there that might be focusing on cannabis use and education, but obviously they're attached to different dispensaries and different brands to push towards that end. Give me the difference between what you would say would be stands apart from what those other bigger platforms might be doing.
So it's a great question. So I mentioned earlier that there are a lot of these platforms, AI bots, what have you, that are starting to pop up through menu integration. The shortcoming with some of those platforms or plugins is that, again, it's asking a very limited amount of questions in a very short window. So consumer A jumps into, searches a dispensary, lands on a dispensary, and this plugin will ask four questions. What effects are you going for, right? What flavors do you like? It's a snapshot in time, right? It only gives the consumer guidance based on three or four questions. Where our platform, again, is way more holistic and way more in-depth. It's not just questions that we're asking, it's behaviors that we're tracking. These third-party apps or platforms aren't able to track those things because they're embedded within the dispensary platforms or menus or kiosks when you go into a dispensary. So that's big differentiator number one. Additionally, we have, along the lines of a holistic experience, there's the social component, No, We're Not a Social Platform, where consumers can actually connect with consumers that have similar preferences. So maybe Becky in New Jersey deals with chronic migraines and some of those strains have helped her. Hopefully that will influence other consumers with similar conditions to research those strains on our platform. Thirdly, we also have a science advisory board made up of a PhD and MD and a PharmD that have also reviewed all of our educational material and our algorithm. And that brings me into kind of differentiator number four. We have 9 different guides. Education is a big part of our platform and our mission that have over 70 chapters, and we've gamified that experience. So if you want to learn anything about terpenes, you can hop into the terpene guide. And at the end of that chapter, each of these chapters within that guide, there's a quiz question that tests your knowledge. And eventually you get educational badges on our platform too as well. So if you write a review on a strain, it will be prioritized over someone that just said, hey, this stuff is dank, right? That doesn't help anyone. Mm-hmm. So we've aligned incentives on our platform, really focusing, I would say, hyper-focusing on the consumer. And a lot of other platforms out there, let's call out the big names that everybody knows, Leafly and Weedmaps. Yeah. There are no personalization. Additionally, they have the feedback that we've collected from many dispensaries. They've taken advantage of the fact that they're the only two big dogs in town, right? And that's one of the things that...
Well, because part of their product is more... It's more going to drive for the products for the companies as opposed to a consumer-driven... Consumer-centered, right.
Ding, ding, ding. Yes, they have a fiduciary responsibility to their shareholders, both publicly traded.
Which is fine, but they need something else that also counteracts, right.
Correct. There needs to be greater balance and equilibrium brought into the cannabis industry. And that's where really at Hashdash, we're kind of David going after Goliath. As part of our discovery aspect to this, we reached out to hundreds of Leafly and Weedmaps users and said, hey, what do you like? What do you dislike? Where do you think things could improve? And the biggest piece of feedback we got was around personalization, a more guided experience, which also is really in line with the feedback that we get when we're doing dispensary pop-up events. 67 to 75% of everybody that comes to our table says, it feels like when I walk into a dispensary, like I'm walking into a bank. There is nothing personal about it. It is very transactional. And so our hopes with our platform is that we can raise the standard for the dispensary and for the consumer, because we ultimately should be requiring and demanding more than we're currently getting out of the system, right? And the system, I mean, as an industry, incentives are misaligned. You have a low hourly rate for a bud tender that may or may not know much about cannabis and improperly point a consumer in the wrong direction. You have a consumer that's walking through the door at a very high barrier to entry. We're talking about a plant that has over 500 compounds. And within a short window, when 15, 10, 20 people are behind you, there's no way that you're going to adequately be able to ask your questions, even if you're comfortable. And then the bud tender on the other end of the counter be able to adequately point you in the right direction based on those products. And additionally, with price compression and high taxes, the motivation for a lot of dispensaries is volume, right, at the end of the day, and volume and revenue. And so because of that misalignment, there's a domino effect that happens down to the consumer, where the consumer isn't getting the proper education, where the consumer's primarily focused on high THC, low price point, and where the dispensary's motivation is transactional and to turn customers as quickly as possible. And we're focused on LTV for the dispensaries, lifetime value of that consumer. And on the consumer front, having a better experience. There's a YouGov study that shows that 57% of consumers, and it's most likely higher, has at one point had a bad experience with cannabis. And we want to change that. We want to change this transactional atmosphere where a consumer walks into the dispensary, knows exactly what to ask, and has an adequate amount of information to make better decisions and take control of their cannabis journey.
And I think part of what you're saying is, it's that for people to get a chance to go ahead and enjoy cannabis, if they can find the right strain that caters to them, that is personalized to what their real taste is. Not necessarily where the experience is going to be bad, but it's just what they got wasn't what they really were looking for. And that's that delicate relationship where the bud tender cannot necessarily know everything about every product that's going to be in the store. They mm-hmm. do also the same thing where the customers, they're not going to get a chance to sample the product because it's just too high a price to be able to go ahead and sample that kind of product or allow somebody to consume it in the dispensary itself. It's mm-hmm. very difficult and very complex. So you have to go ahead and work on something where it's not where it's driven by some of these other platforms, which, again, we're not dismissing. But we have to have right. some place where you can have reviews, have real commentary so that you actually know if you're buying the right thing. I always think about like Amazon reviews. Like, okay, if you could ask questions about, well, what's this certain thing do? Will this take care of this? And we will have actual real feedback that can help out from people that actually bought it, took a chance on it, and realized this is what they want.
And I think that's an interesting point that you bring up with Amazon, right? When you look at so many traditional industries, personalization's everywhere. I mean, we have must-haves and nice-haves. A nice-to-have, for example, is augmented reality on Amazon. Wow, that's really cool. I'm looking to purchase a couch and I could see how it's going to look within my house. Cool, not necessary. But when you take a step back and you look at all of the industries out there, in regards to personalization, cannabis is the one industry that needs personalization the most because it is so complex and it is so nuanced, whether it be the plant, the product, or the human body. And so for us, it felt like a no-brainer. I've been in this industry just over a decade, and this was one of the biggest challenges that I saw was that consumers were relying on anecdotal data or suggestions they got from a friend or colleague over a certain product or strain. And I said to myself, my consumer being a consumer since junior in high school, there has got to be a better way. And I want to make it loud and clear too, you're 100% correct. We are not downplaying any other platform, piece of technology. I think this industry is big enough where, and this is a big enough mission where multiple people need to be attacking it and focusing on it. Like I said, it's one of the most important issues, in my opinion, is around purposeful consumption and giving consumers back control and education. But at the end of the day, someone needs to grab the wheel and change things within this industry. There are so many things that we are doing as consumers where we're relying on sativa and indica to guide our decisions. There's no scientific evidence that every time you consume a sativa or an indica, you are going to feel a certain way. Those terms were meant to delineate the physical attributes of a plant, not to correlate, and there is zero scientific correlation on the effect. We should not be walking into the dispensary saying, hey, I want your highest THC product for your lowest price point. For many reasons, between false lab reports, inaccurate lab data, and the fact that there's a lot of repercussions there, right? It's like walking into an alcohol, into a liquor store and saying, I want your highest proof alcohol. Most likely not going to have a good time. So I think there's a lot of things that we are trying to break down and change. But as the new guy on the block, we understand that we have to navigate that conversation thoughtfully and methodically and scientifically.
So we're going to go ahead and put a bow on this right here and start directing people right now to hash-dash.com and to go ahead and sign up for free right now and get yourself in to go ahead and get involved, help out the community by giving out your own experience and your own take about various products you're looking for, and also start looking for your match, for the right match of strain that you're looking for among, you said, over 5,000 strains that are available out there. So,
correct.
And 637,000 cultivar data points to match you with your favorite cannabis. So as people go to the website, what should they do?
I think the first thing you want to do to extract the most out of our platform is sign up and then take the quiz. That quiz is what will set up your homepage. Think of this as your Netflix or Spotify homepage. That's where we will be able to give you your cannabis aura, which is that visual representation of you as a consumer and your preferences, and start matching you with specific products. We're currently working on integrating over 10,000 dispensaries into our platform and doing POS connectivity. So not only will we be able today match you with specific strains, but then we will be able to match you with specific products. So we'll be able to tell you, hey, there's a dispensary where you can drive an additional 5 miles down the street, but 67% of their menu items have a match score of 67% or higher. And so hopefully that consumer feels more influenced and confident about driving the additional distance because their menu fits them on a more personal level. And ultimately they have a better outcome. But the first thing to do, fill out that quiz. That is where you're going to extract the most value moving forward out of the platform.
Fantastic. Now, once again, hash-dash.com, hash-dash.com. Scott Lynch, thank you for being all of this. Really appreciate you taking time out.
Appreciate you, my friend. Thank you for having me.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
If you're looking for legit ways to make extra money, you've got to check out The Side Hustle Show. With hundreds of actionable episodes to choose from, you'll learn what's working now from real people making real money. Like the Utah mom who built a six-figure business playing video games, or the guy earning $3,000 a month renting out mobility scooters. Online or offline, from Amazon to your own hometown, from YouTube to vending machines, The Side Hustle Show has you and your wallet covered. subscribe to The Side Hustle Show wherever you're listening to this podcast and increase your earning power today.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.